Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome President GM North America, Troy Clark.
Good morning. I'm glad you could join us. There's two ideas we want to focus on here today: appealing designs and relevant, useful technologies. This morning, we'd like to share some very real examples of how these two ideas are impacting our products. Last night, we revealed the 2008 Buick Enclave. It's the perfect vehicle for the times. It combines fuel efficiency with functionality. In other words, you're not always at the gas pump, you got a lot of room for your family and all their stuff. Plus, it looks great. It drives like a luxury car, and it might just be the quietest vehicle you've ever driven. We're confident that this combination will carve out new territory in the luxury crossover SUV market. We also think the Buick Enclave has one of the best interiors we've ever done. Customers told us, step up the quality of our interiors. So we have. And it will build confidence in their purchase decision every time they get inside. And that'll be reinforced by the technologies, like 6-speed automatic transmission and our quiet tuning. Enclave joins the Buick Lucerne as living proof of what we mean by appealing designs at Buick. Now, earlier today, many of you heard Rick Wagoner discuss the need to develop alternative energy sources and propulsion systems for the automobile. Now, I'd like to show you how GM is taking some highly advanced technologies and rolling them out on some very real products. Ultimately, our goal is to completely revolutionize our propulsion systems. We want to remove the automobile from the environmental debate while reducing our dependence on petroleum. While energy diversity is the key, we see hydrogen, fuel cell technology, as the best long-term solution. And we're starting to bring this game-changing technology to the real world with two vehicles we recently launched right here in California. The first being the Chevrolet Sequel. It's the drivable version of the world's most technologically advanced automobile ever built. And it clearly demonstrates our goal to move from mechanical systems to electrical systems for automotive power. And the other is the Chevrolet Equinox fuel cell vehicle. The Equinox fuel cell represents our resolve to bring fuel cell technology to market. It performs like a regular Equinox, but it burns no fossil fuels and, other than water, has no emissions. Project Driveway will place more than 100 of these vehicles with customers beginning in the fall of 2007. 50 of them will be right here in the Los Angeles area. Everyday people, celebrities, policymakers will be driving these vehicles as part of their daily lives. And what we learn from their experiences will influence the next generation of fuel cell vehicles and their eventual success in the marketplace. Now, another thing we know is that there are a whole lot of people who want and need larger vehicles. And this is even true here in LA, which is our top-selling market for the GMC Yukon. These customers are also looking for fuel efficiency, but they're not willing to sacrifice the performance or capability of their full-size vehicles. So General Motors has developed a sophisticated two-mode hybrid system to give them exactly what they want. And we're rolling it out next year on the 2008 GMC Yukon Hybrid. The Yukon Hybrid offers customers a 25% improvement in overall fuel economy. That's 25% over the industry's already most fuel-efficient full-size SUV, today's GMC Yukon. Plus, customers still get the performance, capability, and the comfort they're looking for. The two-mode hybrid system is optimized for both city and highway driving. It improves fuel efficiency by utilizing two sources for propulsion, a pair of electric motors and a Vortec V8 engine. So you still get full V8 power exactly when you need it, like when you're passing, or you're pulling a trailer, or you're headed up into the mountains. Not to mention all the roominess that our customers have grown to expect. We're introducing this new system where it will have the most impact on overall fuel consumption in full-size sport utility vehicles. In fact, we're rolling it out on both the Chevrolet Tahoe and the GMC Yukon at the same time. And soon thereafter, it'll make its way into GM's crew cab pickup trucks. The two-mode hybrid is suitable for a wide range of applications. The compact, powerful electric motors are designed to fit in roughly the same space as a conventional transmission. So you'll see it offered on other kinds of our vehicles in the future. Our hybrid efforts are not just focused on this two-mode system. Earlier this year, we introduced the most affordable hybrid SUV in the market, the Saturn View Green Line. It allows customers to go green without going broke. And it's doing great. On average, they're staying on dealers' lots only 13 days, the same as the incredibly emotional and highly successful Saturn Sky. Well, now we're taking that same affordable hybrid technology and we're applying it to a mid-size passenger car. Introducing GM's first hybrid car, the Saturn Aura Green Line. Now you can get the refined, safe, and fun-to-drive Aura with the fuel efficiency of a hybrid. 25% better combined fuel economy than the standard Aura XE. And you won't have to mortgage the house to pay for it. Plus, this is on a critically acclaimed car that is doing very well in the marketplace. We're already approaching 10,000 retail sales with an average turn rate of less than 22 days. And now with an affordable hybrid version, Saturn Aura can only do better. The Aura Green Line, the Yukon and Tahoe hybrids, and the Equinox fuel cell, what all these products demonstrate is that General Motors is serious about fuel economy and about minimizing the environmental impact of our products. There's more to be done, and you're going to hear more about that in the weeks and months ahead, including, as Rick Wagner said earlier this morning, GM's efforts to accelerate the electrification of the automobile. In the meantime, there's a resurgence underway at Saturn. And here to tell you a little bit more about that is Saturn's general manager, Jill Lajack.
The Saturn revitalization will build on two elements. We're continuing our laser-like focus on exceptional customer treatment while changing the entire Saturn portfolio. Like always, the retail experience is still the envy of the industry. And this is evidenced by the recent J.D. Power Sales Satisfaction Index, where Saturn was again number one in non-luxury brands. But now we have an exciting array of new products like never before. Our broad new portfolio expands Saturn's reach into new segments with bold new designs. The Sky, the Aura, and the Outlook, a stunning impact on the face of Saturn throughout the United States and Canada. And we're not done yet. I'm happy to introduce the fourth all-new Saturn in our product revitalization, the 2008 Saturn View. The new View is a complete update on one of our core products. It builds on the popularity of the current View with an all-new level of refinement. The new View features Saturn's distinctive exterior design, an upscale interior, European ride and handling, and a wide array of standard safety features. We're also offering an extensive range of engine and transmission choices, including a more powerful four-cylinder, two V6s, and a six-speed transmission. And there's more. Saturn will continue our affordable hybrid strategy by offering a Green Line edition of this vehicle in the fall of 2007. And as Troy already noted, the Aura Green Line early next year. As Rick mentioned this morning, Saturn's environmental commitment will also extend to other hybrid technologies to provide customers fuel savings at varying price levels. In 2008, the View will offer the first front-wheel drive application of our two-mode technology that we're also featuring in the Yukon Hybrid. In this application, fuel economy will be improved by 45% over our conventional V6 powertrain. In addition, there's still more. We'll also introduce a plug-in variant of the two-mode technology. We're projecting that this plug-in technology has the potential to double the mileage of any current SUV. Now that's an unbelievable array of powertrains. And if you think about it through the consumer's eyes, I'd say that's all about choice. And that's not all we have up our sleeves. As we have more product and more plans to take our retailing experience to new levels. But that's news for another day. Troy?
Thanks, Jill. I hope you can see that by the products we've introduced here today, how we are strengthening our brands in two ways, by appealing designs that people really want and technologies that build driver confidence while lessening the impact on our environment. Please join us now to further discuss these products and technologies on stage. Thanks to all of you for coming.